Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We go again. We're all rested and we've charged ourselves up so we can start another hour here of the DJV get together. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. What would your life be without? For those of you who listen to this program, I want you to think about, or would like you to think about, if this program makes your life better. I know it makes my life better. I hope it makes, I'm pretty sure it makes Jennifer's life better and Victoria's life better and the people who kind of focus on it. But I think listening to the radio is an experience that is supposed to make your life better. I think for some that is, and some people do this because it's a habit. I don't think that it's great if it is a habit, but I'd like to think that we change the way many of you think or give you something to think about. Anyway, along the way, and so I'm thankful for that opportunity with you, and don't take it lightly. So, here we go. Jennifer, you went to the beach this weekend, and what'd you see?
I actually didn't go to the beach this
you
weekend.
Didn't.
Because I couldn't be bothered with all of the protests that are going on in California. So, to tell you about the saga of the beaches were open in certain counties. It was not a statewide mandate. So, in L.A. County, where I live, the beaches were closed. However, last weekend, Orange County beaches were open, and Ventura County beaches were open, and other beaches across the state were open. And so, people went out, and they actually socially distanced, if you believe the elected officials in those areas, and they enjoyed the sun, and they had a chance to just get some fresh air. Well, flashback to a week ago Monday, and Gavin Newsom saw an image from an Orange County beach. I think it was Newport Beach in particular, and went a little tweet. He got tweets. Let's just say it. He saw this picture, and he said people were out there. There were too many people. They were not social distancing. Well, he said he then promised to punish the beaches, basically saying he was going to shut down all the beaches in the state. Now, what came to light is that the governor's office never actually called the local municipality and said, hey, is this picture that I'm seeing true, or was this really going on under your watch? Because if he had, he would have found out that that picture was taken using a special lens at a low angle to make it look like the beaches were crowded, when really, if you go to any of the electeds in the area, they said no. And regardless of party, by the way, this is not a partisan thing. They were all saying on the news last week that there was no problem on the local beaches. They were keeping a close eye on it and monitoring it to make sure people were following the rules, and they did. So Gavin Newsom, despite that information, still made the rash decision to not close down all the beaches in California, but to particularly punish Orange County beaches, and he closed them down under state order for this past weekend. Now, most people followed that, and there was they made the CHP, the California Highway Patrol, make sure that kind of enforce it, which I think was ridiculous to ask them to do that job, but they did. And not many people showed up at the beach, but what they did do was show up to protest. And protests have now broken out over the state of California, from Sacramento down to San Diego, about the willingness of the people in California to get back to work, or at least have some of the restrictions loosened. And I think I've been praising Gavin Newsom. I think he's done a pretty good job. There are some things that I think need some investigating, like the deals that he made with China to acquire some of the equipment that California needed. But certainly, I think by and large, he's done a good job. This is the biggest misstep, I think, that he has made, and that is looking like he's putting his thumb on the scale of what gets to open and what doesn't. And
think about it.
By thinking that he's like Big Daddy that can set somebody on time out. And I think that's rubbing people the wrong way. And protests have literally broken out across the state because of it.
All right. So Orange County didn't vote for him because Orange County doesn't vote the way the rest of the state votes. If
that's
you live
changed,
in Orange County.
Actually.
Oh, has it really?
In 2018, all the places where Republicans lost seats, they were all in Orange County.
Really?
So a lot of people say that it's the conservative pocket of California, but the numbers really don't indicate that it being the truth. Maybe he thinks that, but things have been flipping there.
Okay. So I won't then go down the political
route. It could be.
Route.
I mean, he could be punishing them because it is a more conservative area of very far left California, but I don't know.
Mm. I'm thinking about protests and things that are going on. You're going to begin to see them. My prediction is this week there are going to be more of them. Some of them are going to be business-oriented. Some of them are going to be recreational-oriented. Some of them are going to have to do with what the leisure time things. Locally here where I am, I was reading the story of a limo company that has gone out of business because they couldn't weather the storm and they couldn't get, for whatever the reason, the PPP money. That's been another can of worms. Man, no matter who you talk to that has gone down this road, I have been one of them. People that I know who are friends of mine, who are small business operators. It's so frustrating. Understand, I would say to them, look, this is the first time this has ever happened. Give it a while. And then somebody would get into my face about all the money that's gone to places that it shouldn't have gone to, and then I don't have a retort. Frankly, because it has gone, and there's a study now that began over the weekend of companies that inappropriately got the money, and the government is going back after it, no matter, what the... But I suppose the question we could all ask, if we're Monday morning quarterbackers, is why did they get the money in the first place? Pretty legitimate question.
I think part of the problem is you just can't define a small business as having less than 500 people.
Yeah,
right there is a huge problem. There are companies with fewer than 10 employees. That should be a different category than people who have 250 employees. Business structures are just different with those numbers of people. It's just it's a reality.
There's a big rent protest, ladies, going on as well around the country. And New York tenants hung up signs that read, "Cancel rent." And it was aimed at the governor. More than 30 million Americans have applied for unemployment. How, if you have been like most Americans who are in that category, what is it, 3 weeks? About 3 weeks? You've got 3 weeks, enough money to live for 3 weeks, and that's it? For most people, many people anyway, large percentage of people. So a lot of states around the country have imposed moratoriums on evictions, but tenants are still supposed to pay. And if they don't pay, it gets added on to, which maybe makes some sense, added on. If you don't pay for 90 days, it just adds on to the length of time that you stay. I understand kind of both sides of this because in many circumstances, if it's not a huge conglomerate, and even if it is, they have expenses and they have to pay their bills and mortgages and stuff. But if it's somebody that owns, let's say, a 5-unit or a 10-unit, that's usually a mom-and-pop operation.
Right.
And they don't have a lot of money, and if they don't get their rent, what are they supposed to do to pay their mortgage? Is the bank? You see, it's the domino effect. It just keeps going down. You can't pay them. They can't pay the water bill. They can't pay the electricity. They can't pay the taxes. They can't pay the mortgage. And so where does it stop? That's the thing that I think a lot of people are worried about. Where, at what point do we play catch up? And so that was part of what the PPP and the small business, the EIDL relief stuff, and that's been a mess. And so people who are now into this, what are we? We're into it 60 days at least, right? Some 90 days already.
In California, this is the seventh week of shutdown.
Okay. So that's 2 months, well, close to 2 months. In some places, it's more than that. The reality is that this started in February. But it didn't get really serious until March. So now here we go with a lot of upstate in New York. It's the Downstate Housing Alliance urging leaders to cancel rent. So why is it up to the – if you do cancel rent, then how are the people, again, that own
right.
the buildings
Well, that's exactly what Governor
survive.
Cuomo has said. Yeah, he said, look, he goes, people say, no one should have to pay rent right now if they don't have a job. He goes, I understand that. He said, but then what happens to the small landlord who owns, like you said, maybe one or two buildings with a few units in them? Then what happens to them? Then they say, well, I can't pay my mortgage. I can't pay my bills because I'm reliant on collecting
that's
rent.
Right.
And then those buildings, he said, then you're just going to have those buildings just collapse.
Yeah.
Financially, those buildings will just collapse, and who knows what. Then you've got a bunch of abandoned buildings or buildings that are going to be foreclosed on, and then you've got a potential homeless situation with the people who are living in the building.
Well, the other side of it is, what are the banks going to do with these?
Problem.
Who's going to have the money to buy these buildings if they take them back?
Yeah, it's not an easy situation.
Nope.
So many legs to it. In California, one of the reasons why I don't think we're that close to reopening is because all of the homeless people have started to commandeer, and that's the headline used by the LA Times this past weekend, not my word, but they've been commandeering hotels. They've literally been going into these state-run hotels and just demanding. And of course, if you're homeless and you're getting a hotel room and three meals, are you going to
have your own bathroom? That's
Are you going to leave? And then, you know, if you do, what are you going to do next? There's so many questions to be answered. It's pretty crazy.
It is crazy. Our daily podcast, which basically is a clip of the day, the one you'll hear if you go to djvshow.com right now, our conversation, the three of us, about fundraising with radio stations across the country. It was a review of what this Feeding America emergency was all about, the broadcast we were involved in, and how it is going to help during the pandemic. So if you want to hear how we summarized it and how I would encourage you to continue to benefit, you feel better when you help other people out, no matter what your own circumstance. So check that out. You can listen to all of us at thedjvshow.com, the whole program through the day, or the clips if you'd like. Follow us on social media at facebook.com/DJV Show.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Say we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news, because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Someday we aren't 6 feet apart. First thing that I'm gonna do, slide on in some corner booth.
You knew this song was coming, right?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, this is Luke Combs, who's released a studio version of the song 6 Feet Apart. Let's listen to a bit of it here.
I miss my mom, I miss my dad, I miss the road, I miss my band.
You know what? That's something I miss. I'm a big hugger and a handshaker. And I do it instinctively. So over the weekend, I had a number of visitors on the farm. And I would reach out and then I'd bring my hand back again. I'd reach out just sort of instinctively. And people would look and we'd sort of laugh about it in an awkward way because I wanted to greet these people. And
45 million germs get exchanged during a handshake.
Thank you. Good to know that.
And a high five is almost is about half that.
Is it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Luke Combs, well, how much do we get off of a dollar bill or off a credit card? That's another
question. I don't know. I just know the handshake thing.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
I had a listener to my radio show send me a box of money on Friday.
A box of money?
Like
really?
Dollar bills, $2 bills, yeah, why? Half dollar coins. I don't know, apparently I seem poor.
Really?
So also you know, some toilet paper and a holder for a mask.
Yeah. Did you give it to the Feeding America Radiothon?
I actually gave some of the dollar bills to some of the team on The Morning Answer.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's kind of the local program in Los Angeles.
Yeah. No, they're closed, so I can't.
Right. Not essential business. Luke Combs releasing the studio version of his song 6 Feet Apart. We were listening to it there. It was first debuted during a mid-April live stream performance. Addresses the depressing feeling of witnessing spring come alive around the country, but not being able to really get out and enjoy it. I'm very fortunate. I can do that on the farm, but most of you can't. I understand that. You look, but you can't touch. Kind of one of those things. What Combs writes about in the song, I miss the road, I miss my band, giving hugs and shaking hands. That's what made me just think about it when I heard that lyric line about shaking hands. So in lieu of being able to tour the country, Combs has been hosting regular live stream performances. Most recent took place on Friday during which he partnered with Miller Lite to support bartenders who are out of work. So he's getting paid to do these sorts of things.
No, he's not. Of course not. He's just
well, if he partners with, when I see partnered with Miller Lite, that's what that means to me.
He's raising money for the virtual tip jar campaign.
Ah, okay, good. All right, so there we are. That's the update on Luke Combs. Now, an update on the drive-by truckers who have released a song called Quarantine. Quarantine Together imagines dating in the social distancing age. Singer Patterson Hood promising that if his new love interest would just come over to his place, he'll stay six feet away. Okay, good for you, sir. He said Quarantine Together was during our first week in isolation, sent my basic track to the gang, and then everybody put their parts on it and mixed it up. Track is out now, available for purchase on Bandcamp. Patterson Hood will also play an individual live stream show May 6th, Wednesday, airing at noonchorus.com. So there they are. What do you think of this, ladies?
I love this.
I kind of do, too. I like
it. It's okay. I think I still like Luke Combs better.
I like this, actually. I don't know, because it's clever, maybe amongst other things. And I always
like more of their alt-country sound. Like, I'm not like a mainstream country fan, so the drive-by truckers have kind of always been in that outlaw country area.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hospitals are getting paid more to list patients as COVID-19 and three times as much if the patient has to go on a ventilator. Senator Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota said the CDC is encouraging American doctors to overcount coronavirus deaths across the United States. Dr. Jensen also disclosed that hospitals are paid more if they list patients with a COVID-19 diagnosis.
Hospital administrators might well want to see COVID-19 attached to a discharge summary or a death certificate. Why? Because if it's a straightforward garden variety pneumonia that a person is admitted to the hospital with, if they're on Medicare, typically the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment will be about $5,000. But if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then it's $13,000. And if that COVID-19 pneumonia patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes to $39,000.
This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With bars, breweries, and restaurants around the country closed during the coronavirus pandemic, retail alcohol sales are soaring. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Analytics firm Bunk Williams Consulting says beer sales were up more than 20% between March 8th and April 19th, coinciding with when governor's stay-at-home orders started to take effect. During the same period, wine sales were up by 30%, spirit sales by 40%, and hard seltzer sales skyrocketed over 330%. The obvious reason? The American public is suddenly eating and drinking mostly at home. Vice president of the firm, Dave Williams, says the sudden change in consumer behavior has also injected some new life into some legacy brands that had seen sales declines in recent years. Busch Light, for example, saw sales increase about 44% since the quarantine measures in the United States began. I'm Chris Barnes.
An Amazon executive has said he quit his job at the online retail giant to protest the firing of employees who spoke up about the conditions inside the company's warehouses and its record on climate change. Tim Bray, a vice president, wrote in a blog post that he left his job last week in dismay after Amazon fired several workers who publicly criticized the company. He said the firings were evidence of a vein of toxicity running through the company's culture. Amazon has declined comment. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming back into your lives, live on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan here. Victoria is going to bring us to the land of the killer bees. Ooh, not that we haven't got enough to worry about now. And the Chinese are the bad guys once again. Okay, so what's the story?
Well, as if we don't have enough on our minds already, the murder hornet is going to hit the East Coast, according to experts. This is a meat-eating Asian giant hornet. It is typically known to kill 50 people a year in Japan. And now, for the first time in U.S. history, it has appeared in Washington State. They believe that this insect was on a freight ship from China.
Okay,
so once again, thank you,
China. Gotta ask this question. How is it Washington State that gets the coronavirus first and the killer wasp?
It must be some sort of, there must be some sort of port there. Now, New York City says that it will definitely be, apparently these things breed so quickly. By the way, this is the largest hornet that we know of. It's the murder hornet, and it's over 2 inches long. So this thing is a monster bug. And when you see it, it's really ugly, too.
I think I dated him once.
apparently this is also a threat to the bees, and so the New York Police Department was warned about the possibility of this thing coming here back in 2012, and now that it has appeared in the state of Washington, they say all it takes is just two of these things, and very quickly it can turn into a colony.
So I don't know how you kill it, but apparently it can kill humans and animals too. And because it's a meat eater, which is just the idea of that is like something out of a horror movie. Oh, yeah. So they said all it takes is a few hornets. And so in terms
of... So how would this have started in China if they didn't manipulate, if this isn't something else? See, people think I'm a conspiratorialist. I think the Chinese are pulling out all the stops to do as much damage as they can all at once in any number of fields. Economic, as well as physical harm, emotional harm. I just think that how it is that we're not seeing this pattern here is beyond me. These things don't happen by accident. You don't have monster bees like this that just come from nowhere. They get created. These things get created in laboratories. And so here we have once again another physical manifestation of what it is that's going to make it even more difficult to survive.
Well, the interesting thing is, so what happened is one of these experts who was the one who warned, he's a Manhattan beekeeper, he's also a retired NYPD officer, he said that he actually saw these giant hornets on a trip to China in 2017, where local beekeepers in China used small bats that look like miniature cricket bats to hit the hornet to midair. So that's how, I guess, he said it sounded like something, like someone was hitting a rock, and the hornets are extremely aggressive. Yeah, I know. It's just, it's gross. And so he said
that who wins? The bats win or the bees win?
The hornets win, I guess. I don't know. Who knows?
I got a cool 20 on the hornets.
I know, right? Yeah. They said that it's longer than a cicada, and it has the actual stinger is 2 inches long. And they go after birds. That's how they will eat small. They're known to eat small sparrows and kill them. Like that's how dangerous these things are. And the venom is.
What are we doing about killing them? What are we doing? What's the first line of defense against these things? I'd even support Monsanto. You wouldn't hear me say much about Monsanto, but man, if they come up with something to get rid of these things.
Well, they said that getting stung is extremely painful, and they said the worst thing that you can do is to kill them because then the scent goes airborne and the rest of the hive comes alive. So anyway, if you are stung by one of these things, if you have any type of allergy, like I'm allergic to bee stings, so I would probably be dead from this. And they also said that this is a real danger to the honeybees because they go after the hive and they can destroy an entire hive in a minute. So it's super fun to look forward to on the East Coast this summer.
Oh. Wow, that's really something else. Couple of business notes here. The four largest airlines announcing they will require passengers to wear face coverings. One wonders how long that's going to last. It starts next week. All four of the airlines encouraging you to bring your own face mask, but they'll have masks on board as well. JetBlue, American, Delta, United, Southwest, all of them are requiring it. So I'm just trying to think cross-country, because I'll go cross-country as soon as it's legitimate to do it. I don't think I guess it would be considered a leisure flight, and I couldn't really do anything because all of the distancing. I mean, I could spend time with the kids, but because Brendan's wife's mother is susceptible to this stuff, she has a pulmonary history, so I wouldn't spend time with them. You know, I'd get to hang around with Miles and Megan, but I'd rather wait until the coast is clear, if you will. Not that I'm sure who's going to be
maybe
the
a
one
while. That's,
who,
that's the thing that you have to weigh is how long.
I know.
Because
you
don't
know. Exactly.
You heard that Southwest Airlines is actually changing the way they board. You know, we usually board in groups when we fly.
No, I didn't hear that. What's the story?
Well, now they're going to be boarding groups in groups of travelers in groups of 10 or more. People will only line up on one side of the Southwest boarding poles to help people spread out. Good luck with that. Have you ever seen a full Southwest flight?
Yeah, I don't. That's
nobody
why I don't
pays
fly
attention.
Southwest. I don't like Southwest.
The point of that? Because once you get on the plane, everyone's together anyway, right?
I know. Mm-hmm. Doesn't understand. And they also said that they're not going to do any more drinks and snacks on board so that the flight attendants don't have any contact with anybody else. So they're telling you to eat
what's
before
the point?
Traveling.
Right. Yeah. Right. So it's just a way of them saving money. That's nonsense.
I'm telling you what.
That's what
I'm not going anywhere. I've just decided until people, like,
like stop this craziness of no peanuts on a Southwest flight to combat coronavirus? Yeah. Give me a break. Why go anywhere?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, because you can't have peanuts on the plane.
Well, but you know what I'm saying? Like, why?
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to wear a mask on a flight for 6 hours
and you
to
know
go
what?
Across the country.
Having one of the other things that really that brings into focus, Jennifer, is going to. I had this weekend was wonderful on the farm. And I know we had a lot of people that came. We probably had, I don't know, 1,000 people come to the farm over the few days, getting ice cream and looking at the cows and stuff like that. They have to stay in their car. There were a couple of people who get out of the car, and I went over to them and I said nicely, I can't really let you out of the car. You're really not supposed to be here. The rules are. And I was pleased with myself because otherwise I normally wouldn't have done that. People get out of the car and they wander around the farm, but I can't let them do that. I don't think it's fair to the other people. So they were they understood. They in their car and they left. But I think under the circumstances, I felt so blessed to be out in the air and working and being around the animals and stuff. I just, for the first, this is the sort of spring began this past weekend on the farm. Things are growing. You can see the buds and the leaves are coming out fast now because it's warmed up. It's just a wonderful time of year and such a shame that we can't really enjoy it as much as we'd like to. Although there's nothing wrong with getting in the car and taking a ride around and looking at things. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. The Federal Reserve, a couple of business items, as long as we're talking about airplanes, the Reserve says that the interest rates that we're being charged or banks are being charged will stay near zero, and they're going to deploy their full range of tools to support the economy as the situation continues to wreak havoc. The coronavirus outbreak is causing tremendous human and economic hardship across the U.S. and around the world, said the Fed. So in light of that, thinking about how we're doing with our money, I thought it was interesting that Warren Buffett, who's probably the most respected man when it comes to finances in the country, if not the world, this guy's 87 years old. He runs his business. He drives his Buick to his office every day in Oklahoma City, stops by a McDonald's and has an Egg McMuffin sandwich. It's really pretty amazing. Does the same, goes, leaves the house at 8 o'clock, goes to the McDonald's, everybody knows him there, he drives a Buick, goes into the office and starts going through all the papers and all the info that he has to work with. He said, in terms of advice for people who have credit card debt, and I took this to heart, I've paid off all my credit card debt, all of it. Not everybody can do that. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are using it for a piggy bank, and he said that's the worst thing you can do, but I don't know what the alternative is. He was talking about a woman that came to see him who asked what she ought to do with some money that she had come into. She said, and this kind of sounds like Dave Ramsey as well. Dave Ramsey is always talking about credit card debt and paying it off. Remember, there is the interest rate is, what, 18% on some of them, 20%, 27%, 28%, 29% on some of this, and that'll really eat up whatever you have. So if you don't have a lot of extra money and you can somehow pay these things off, but then again, the temptation is going to be to use the money, right? It's there. It's accessible. Whatever your limits are, you know, you bump them up, and then how do you – the credit card companies have said in the last week or so, not making a lot of noise about it, but if you – some people who pay their credit card debt down are not going to be allowed. They're not going to give you back the old limits. They're limiting people.
That's right.
As to how
and,
much.
And that lowers your credit score without your consent. And so
the credit score is always affected without our consent. It's the biggest ruse in the world. Anyway, go ahead.
I know. But if you think that you have a certain amount of limit and then you're paying your bill and then all of a sudden they're not going to tell you. You're just going to notice, oh, I got declined. Or if you go and look on your statement, your credit limit could be lowered. So it's definitely the right time to communicate. I know we did this in a text story last week. But definitely call your credit card company and let them know if you still have a job. Let them know that you are intending to still pay
your
bill every month and do not change your credit limit.
Please.
Because, it's important. It's
45 past the hour here on the DJV program. We're important.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet Schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Guess what? You are officially old when you are 57. According to this new survey, Americans pinpointing the age at which people consider themselves old. They didn't ask me.
Wow, so you're ancient. Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling fine, thanks very much. My broken ribs are much better this weekend. And woohoo! More than just looking at what age is old, the survey delved into respondents' worries as they age and found there's more to think about than just gray hair. It's called Let's Get Checked. That's what the commission, the people who commissioned it, conducted by One Poll. The survey reveals respondents' overall health to be their top concern, really. 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Past the hour now. Tom for our weekly. Did I say Tom for our weekly? It is Tom. Tommy the K. Tom Kreidler. Tom, it's Tom time. Tommy time. As opposed to Tommy time. It's Tommy time. I'd share a good beer with you, but I don't drink beer, but I know you like a good beer. What's your favorite beer? What's your favorite beer?
You know, it's hard to say. I kind of go, I like the micro beer, so it depends on, you know, where we are.
Yeah. Right, local. There's probably some local ones down there in Jersey, right?
Lots of local.
Yeah, right. Tom is the, beside being a beer expert, is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and the podcast that carries the same name. It's the number one best home and garden podcast of all time. And also they have a great newsletter. So I'm going to focus on the newsletter first before we get to questions from our listeners, because you have listed this week the 7 eco-friendly pest control tips. And because we've been talking about the big murder bee thing, or killer bee, whatever they call them, so what are people going to have? I'm betting you're going to have tons of questions, because this is just becoming something that people are learning about in the last week or 10 days and getting a lot of publicity because everything's lost in the coronavirus stuff, so
yeah.
People aren't getting the news. So what do you think there's something out there that can kill these bugs, and what do you have for a strong bug kill?
I'm certainly not going to say that any of the eco-friendly tips that we were featuring this week before this news came out can handle the murder hornet, which is what they're talking about. And, you know, every time these stories come out, Doug, I always take a break because I wonder, is this just the hype of the news media, you know, trying to get new readers, or is this really a problem? But, you know, listen, I think it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
But in terms of the things that you can do around your own house just for the day-to-day bugs that we're used to dealing with, you know, we've got some tips in the newsletter about, for example, companion planting, the idea that you can put plants near each other that have sort of symbiotic relationships that will both enhance their growth and repel insects. So we walk you through some steps on how to do that. Like basil, thyme, and rosemary will attract ground beetles, but ground beetles eat other types of beetles and other types of worms that are bad for your garden. So, you know, we have some strategies on that. We talk about spices and scents that work well around the garden. We've been keeping deer away with sort of some homemade deer repellents that made out of cayenne pepper. And we have a recipe in there for that. Yeah. We talk a bit about the idea of beneficial bugs. You know, there are types of bugs that eat other bugs that you can use. That's an eco-friendly method of pest control and so on. So lots of tips on how to start to manage the insects around your garden this summer.
Yeah. Well, listen, every year we seem to have is like the new virus. We seem to have new crops of new bugs and things.
Yeah.
So here's David listening to us in North Carolina. I'd like an update for his kitchen. Cabinets are in good shape. He says the doors don't match on three of them. How would what did he do? Put up some doors on his own?
So there's a story behind that, yeah.
I think there is. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what's your advice?
He wanted to know what his options were. It's possible you may be able to find doors that match those existing doors online. There are lots of sites that sell that sort of thing. But I think you may be better off, if you really want to do a nice kitchen update, of simply replacing all the doors on the cabinets. Not the cabinets themselves, but the doors. It won't be a terribly expensive thing to do. And let's say the cabinets are in kind of rough shape. Well, you could have sort of a natural wood door on top of a painted cabinet box. You know, there are lots of small things like this you can do in a kitchen, Doug, to really step up the quality of that space. You know, you can change all the hardware, for example. That makes a visual impact. You can update the lighting, obviously paint, tile countertops. Things like this are easy ways to update those spaces.
All right. So there you have, David, advice from the expert. Mickey is in New York, is redoing part of his kitchen as well. Mm-hmm. He wants to add a glass tile backsplash. Can he do it himself? I guess That'd be the first thing I'd wonder about adhesives.
Yeah, I think you can. He was asking about how to prep the wall for it. You know, there is a product out there. It comes by different manufacturers. One I'm aware of is called Bondera. Now, this is a self-stick. It's called a mat set. It's a self-stick mat. It basically is sticky on two sides. Think of contact paper with sticky on both sides. You put this on the wall first, and then you adhere the tiles right to the mat set. And by doing so, Doug, you don't have to wait. You don't have to deal with the messy adhesives, right, and the glue trowels and all that.
Right.
Yeah. And you can grout right away, immediately. So you can put the tile up, and you can grout it, and you're done, instead of having to wait.
What happens if it sticks to your fingers? How do you?
Yeah. Leslie and I did that once on a project, and it stuck to her.
Yeah, right.
I remember we had a time getting it off.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking. How do you get it off once you get it on you? But at least words to the wise. Check out the podcast and the newsletter at moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here with Doug Steffen on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.